Hey. Hey. Stop thinking so loud. Whoa, look at you jump. Saw that from across the bar. Anyone would think you'd never heard a thought before. Someone else's thoughts, that is. Mine, as a matter of fact. Come on, keep it cool. We're in public. You spilt beer all over yourself. You might want to get that cleaned up. Warm water would work. Lots of confusion in that skull of yours. Weird. Is this really your first time? I was walking by outside, heard your head buzzing with power and bad juju, and I just had to come say hello. And you've definitely got some sort of gift. Almost nobody hears me this easily. Not a telepath, huh? That's an oddly specific denial. From the color of your aura, I'd say you only just figured out what you could do, but come on, don't be shy. I'll show you mine. Oi, stop looking around for me, trying to figure out who I am. You only have to ask. Yeah, there you go. See the girl at the table by the door opposite the dance floor? The impish little curvy thing grinning at the drinks menu? That's me. No, stay there at the bar. Don't come over. You're loud enough from there. Ordinary people are a din and a half. This bar sounds like a fucking rock concert. But you? Your thoughts are like fireworks going off just across the room. Beautiful, but let's keep our distance, yeah? Alright, that's mine. Now you show me yours. Come on, circus freak, show me a magic trick. Telekinesis? You're a telekine? That's awesome! You guys are so rare! Yeah, there are only a few dozen... Wait, how long have you known about this? Have you never even met another psychic before? Aw, you're practically a virgin! Only popped your cherry a few weeks ago, huh? Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. So, are you still in your spoon-bending phase? What can you do? Come on, don't be shy, tell me. Or better yet, show me. Me first? Okay, have it your way. That blonde at the table to your right, drinking from a stein as tall as her head. She was checking you out, thinks you're cute. Likes him young, apparently. Yes, that is her boyfriend sitting next to her. Okay, come on. Show me what you got. Hey, I was reading that. Nice, very nice. But put my menu down before somebody sees. All the way across the room? That's impressive. Range, finesse. Those are actually harder than raw power. You could do with some practice, actually. Turn around a bit, look towards the dance floor. It's still early, so this place isn't exactly a rave cave, but you see that buxom brunette? She's livelier than her friends, trying to get them to do more than just bob their heads to the beat. Look at her ass, fills out that skirt nicely, right? Fuck, I wish my ass would bounce like that. Give it a pinch for me, would you? Why not? I'm certainly not walking all the way over there to squeeze it myself. She probably won't even notice. What do you know? She noticed. She doesn't look unhappy, though. Mostly confused, but for a second there, she was blushing the good kind of blush. How does it feel, squeezing a girl's ass with your mind? Is it like with your fingers sinking in as you apply pressure? I love cupping butts. Pinching, groping. Tell you what, let's trade. Brunette's friend has a rather nice rack, don't you think? I'm gonna set up a little bridge between your mind and hers, nice and subtle. Are you feeling that? A little more heft on your chest? Your shirt suddenly a little bit too tight? Okay, Now reach out with your brain and cup her tits. Don't be a pussy. I know exactly how much you want to. It's not like she'll mind. She won't even... Oh, there you go. Did you like that? Feeling yourself feeling your own breasts? It's a wonder we gals ever leave the house. Okay, I'll break the link now. Don't want you getting dysphoria or anything. Look, I have a confession to make. It wasn't just your power that drew me in here. Certain thoughts and feelings are louder than others, you see. Not just easier to pick up, but almost impossible to ignore. Anger, love, lust, just sex in general. It's bad enough when it's a bar full of horny single people looking to score, but with an active telekine in here, yes, I heard you from all the way across the street, ogling all those skirts and trying to psych yourself in getting up and saying hello. Your tipsy, horny musings are practically pounding into my skull, like sitting across the bar from a dozen jackhammers. Fuck, even the word jackhammer makes you think of fucking, and thus I'm thinking of fucking. I've been thinking of fucking for a while now, actually. Aw, your brain is blushing. There's no need to be embarrassed, certainly not because you're broadcasting your every filthy fucking desire straight into the ether. That was what drew me into the bar, convinced me to say hi. Turn around, look at me. Do you think I'm pretty? Oh, you definitely do. One look at my lips, smiling a little half-smile at you, and you're thinking of how they'd feel kissing your hard cock, feeling my tongue swirl around you while I keep talking uninterrupted, telling you exactly how much I'm enjoying your sensations. Yeah, I can see that you're getting hard. I can feel it myself, as a matter of fact, and it's driving me fucking insane. No wonder men are such horny pigs if this is what it feels like to have a cock. Try and keep still, kid. Don't want anyone to notice that hard on trying to burst your fly. Oops, too late. The blonde, the one sitting with her boyfriend, she's very curious about those expressions you're making. Her brain's popping and buzzing, but yours is exploding, making me leak. You're going to fuck me, kid, and you're going to do it while she watches and smirks. You're going to do it without moving a muscle. Flex that brain of yours and feel your way into my pants. Ah, gentle, gentle. You can feel me now, can't you? Warm, wet, my thighs practically quivering against the seat. Almost like I've been soaking up all the arousal in the bar for the last 10 minutes, and yours most of all. Now be soft, don't push too hard, but can you feel inside my panties? Oh, it's so weird. I'm still wearing my clothes, still sitting still, but I can feel you brushing me, parting my lips, teasing my whole pussy. It's so weird. Completely room temperature, no texture, but I can still feel you. Hey, can you do pulling as well as pushing? Suck, just a little bit. Take my clit inside your grasp and just... Too hard. Oh, okay, maybe it was just right, but it's getting hard to sit still like this. Can you grab me, push me up against my chair, force my hands to my sides? Fuck, you're strong. Got me pinned. Feels like leather straps, soft but strict. Listen. I'm taking on too much lust now. You and the blonde and everyone else all burning it through me at once. You're gonna help me avoid squirting all over this lovely establishment, yeah? I'm gonna pass some of that extra lust over to you, so cross your legs and try not to moan like a little slut. Ready? Here we go. going faster now, sucking my clit, curling those weird fucking psychic fingers up to my G-spot. Can you cut my breasts a little too? Like you did the girl on the dance floor? Mine aren't as big as hers, but... Oh, thank you. Such a gentleman. You're almost falling out of your chair. You like feeling what I'm feeling? Don't touch yourself, and don't even think about trying to run for the bathroom. If you're gonna make me soak my pants in front of everyone, I'm returning that favor with interest. Fuck me. Fuck me properly, please. Go as deep as you want. Feel me like you've never felt a woman before. I want your mind inside me, and I'm going inside you. Touching your pleasure centers, grabbing that hot, throbbing cortex and squeezing. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Gonna come in a crowded bar like a fucking slut. Don't lose focus, not even when I fill your head with my moans. And squeeze my nipples, hard as you like. Be rough, I don't... If you gag me too, that would be good, because I'm about to. Your brain's lighting up. I can feel you coming, boiling up and out, and yes, come, I'm there with you. Please come with me, please, please. That was... really sorry. I didn't realize how much. I didn't really think you would feel that good. Her orgasm might have spilled over a little in more ways than one. It's not so bad, right? If you're not the only one who came in his pants, it's less embarrassing. I mean, sure, the blonde over there fell off her chair, but she'll be fine. The girls on the dance floor are already laughing it off, pretending they didn't just come together while feeling their clits buzz in tune with mine. The bartender? Well, his apron covers up most of the cum he just sprayed all over himself. Fuck me, that was incredible. You were incredible, keeping your powers under control right up until the last moment. But there's always room to improve, understand? You barely know what it means to be a telekine. Not yet. So come on. I can stand to be a little closer to you for a little while. Let's take a walk and find some changes of clothes. Or at least take these ones off. You've got plenty of talent, kid, but practice makes perfect.